But now we had a one of the colonels in the platoon had been, he was an armourer, and he got this gun off and built, got a mounting for it, and we still had the box of ammunition. And now we had a machine gun, and that was something. The question then was, what did, everybody's kind of getting interested in our machine gun, saying we shouldn't have it. And we said, no, we've got it, we're going to keep it. We're the only platoon in the company, South Hampshire Company, probably even in the whole of Hampshire, who had a machine gun. Well, the first person to come round was the local policeman. And he was arguing that this was a police matter. Had we got a license for it? In whose name? Where is it being kept? So on. And all this time he's in the sitting room, sitting on a sofa under which was hidden the machine gun. As when the ARP came along, said, well, this had come fallen from above. That was an ARP matter. Which was quite wrong, because if the invasion had come, they would have been rounded up, and the idea was if it's a civilian having a machine gun, they'd all been shot. We probably would have been anyway, but that was our lookout. Then the army said they should have it. But we used to do exercise with them. And I think they were concerned for their own safety rather than what we might do to anybody else, including the Germans, because they didn't want to get shot by a lot of something amateurs armed with a machine gun on a Sunday morning exercise. So I think this went on for about 3 or 4 weeks, I think. And while all this was going on, of course, we had machine gun well hidden. And where was it hidden? Under my bed the whole time.